The House passes the Small Airplane Revitalization Act. Another 787 fire investigation begins. An EAA to begin a search for a new leader in August. This is Aero News for Wednesday, July 17, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. In one of the few general aviation positive stories to come out of Washington, D.C. in quite a while, the House of Representatives has passed the Small Airplane Revitalization Act, a bill sponsored by Congressman Mike Pompeo, Republican of Kansas, which would revitalize America's general aviation industry by updating outdated certification regulations. The bill directs the FAA to implement the FAA's Part 23 Reorganization Aviation Rulemaking Committee recommendations by December 31st of 2015. Congressman Pompeo was thrilled at the passage, saying, quote, "By focusing on common sense regulatory reform, we can strengthen general aviation while not taking a dime from the American taxpayer. That's a win-win. These new streamlined regulations will decrease cost, increase safety, and improve global competitiveness," end quote. There is a companion bill pending in the Senate, and Pompeo urged its quick passage. The NTSB has sent investigators to assist in the investigation of a fire that occurred last week aboard a parked Boeing 787 Dreamliner at Heathrow Airport in London, England. NTSB Senior Air Safety Investigator Lorinda Ward has been appointed as the traveling U.S. accredited representative. Ms. Ward will be accompanied by NTSB Airplane Systems investigators and representatives from the FAA and Boeing. The investigation is being conducted by the Air Accidents Investigation Branch of the United Kingdom, which will release all information. A team from Honeywell has also been sent to London. The fire reportedly occurred in an area where the plane's ELT, which is manufactured by Honeywell, is installed. The plane had been parked empty in a remote area of Heathrow Airport for nearly 8 hours when the fire broke out. No one was on board at the time. The Dreamliner's batteries have already been ruled out as a cause of the fire. There will be no announcement of a new president for EAA at AirVenture this year because the organization has not yet even initiated a search for a new leader. EAA board chairman Jack Pelton told the Northwestern newspaper that the board has delayed opening a nationwide search for its next president, who will be the fourth in the association's history, until after AirVenture is in the books for 2013. By doing so, he says that's allowing the EAA to focus on the event. Pelton has served as board chairman since Rod Hightower resigned as president last year. His tenure was marked by a reorganization of the management team that saw over 30 people let go from the organization early in 2012. Two of those managers have since returned. Pelton said that EAA still is in a transition period from the family-led structure of its first 6 decades of existence to something more recognizable in corporate America. While no official timeline has been announced, the search for the next president is expected to begin quickly after AirVenture ends. Well, you could see this one coming like the light of an oncoming train in a tunnel, and while we may never know who it was, the NTSB has reportedly canned the intern who confirmed false, racially insensitive names of the pilots who were flying Asiana Flight 214 to a San Francisco television station. The Los Angeles Times relays a report from CNN that quoted a, quote, government official with knowledge of the situation, end quote, who said the intern was, again quoting, no longer with the agency, end quote. The NTSB sent an email to the paper indicating that while it does not discuss or disclose information relating to personnel matters, it has dealt with the, quote unquote, situation. Board spokeswoman Kelly Nantel also said the board is taking a look at its policies to be sure such a situation does not happen in the future. Right now, much of the aviation world is focusing on AirVenture in Wisconsin, and rightfully so. But in October, the attention will turn to Las Vegas and those attending the National Business Aviation Association's 2013 Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, or NBAA 2013. There, they will have a new opportunity to review and compare a selection of business aircraft without ever leaving the show's exhibit floor. In addition to the expansive outdoor static display of aircraft at Henderson Executive Airport, NBAA will also offer, for the first time at an NBAA convention, an indoor static display of aircraft on the main exhibit floor inside the Las Vegas Convention Center. The convention's indoor static display of aircraft will feature lighter aircraft, including piston singles, light turboprops, and helicopters. When AeroNews continues, Sukhoi teetering on the edge of bankruptcy, trespassing in the air, and airline food in an airplane cafe.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
AeroNews continues now for Wednesday, July 17th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Russian media is reporting that Sukhoi Civil Aircraft Company is likely to be forced into bankruptcy if it is unable to secure additional credit, though the company says it is in a position to fulfill all of its commitments. The Russian news service RT Novosti reports that news began to surface on Thursday suggesting that SCA would default on its $2 billion debt by the end of the year. The company issued a press release denying that it is near bankruptcy. The company said that it has been open with the fact that the SSJ-100 program has been financed largely with borrowed funds. In the release, termed a, quote, clarification for the media, end quote, SCA said that, again quoting, credit payments and fulfillment are on schedule and comply with current financial development strategy in full, end quote. SCA says it plans to adhere to its planned production schedule to manufacture a total of 26 aircraft this year and 40 in 2014. A well-known photographer working on an assignment for National Geographic was arrested and briefly detained last week for shooting aerial photographs from a paraglider over a cattle feedlot in Finney County, Kansas. George Steinmetz of Glen Ridge, New Jersey, was operating the paraglider over a feedlot that contained thousands of cattle. He was accompanied by Wei Zhang of Beijing, China, a paraglider instructor who was driving an SUV in support of the flight. According to HutchNews.com in Hutchinson, Kansas, Steinmetz was working on a story for National Geographic when the incident occurred. He and Zhang were originally arrested for trespassing on the feedlot property. They had been noticed by ranch hands on the property who'd notified authorities, and the two were taken into custody even though they had moved off the property by the time the authorities arrived. While each paid a $270 bond and was released the same day, the incident raised a larger question of how, quote-unquote, trespassing in the air is defined. Kansas Livestock Association attorney Aaron Popelka told HutchNews.com that Kansas law does not define how far up property rights extend, but that a landowner's rights do extend to the airspace above his property. And while federal law allows overflights for air travel, Steinmetz was not making an overflight for travel purposes. He was circling at a low altitude and taking photographs with a clear intent to remain in that airspace. The Finney County, Kansas attorney has not said whether additional charges will be brought. National Geographic has said it will assist in any necessary defense. The KLA says they are only concerned about food safety and that, quote, unauthorized and suspicious activity should be reported to local law enforcement, end quote, as a potential biosecurity issue. Now, let's be honest here. It's been decades since airplane food has won any five-star, Michelin, or other gourmet awards, but that hasn't stopped a pair of entrepreneurs working to turn a decommissioned DC-7 airliner they acquired at Opa-locka Airport near Miami into an airport restaurant in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. The DC-7 Grill was conceived by brothers Danny and Skip Perna, who had the airplane shipped from South Florida to New Smyrna Beach Municipal Airport in June of last year. You may recall the move was televised as part of that A&E reality series Shipping Wars? Well, while the brothers had hoped for a New Year's Day grand opening, they ran into some issues, according to a report appearing in the Daytona Beach News Journal. Opening a restaurant is often a major undertaking that takes longer than expected, and transforming a former airliner into a 50-seat cafe brings, well, its own unique issues. The brothers say they plan for seating for 49 plus a bar inside the airplane, where the cockpit will remain intact. They hope to be able to seat another 25 diners outside the fuselage. The brothers said they are not ready to set a new opening date for the DC-7 Grill, but that once they get final approval from the city, they have 4 to 5 months of additional work before it's ready to open. By the way, there's no word on what kind of fare the brothers plan to offer, but odds are you'll have a choice. Chicken or beef? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.